Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. This week's book is Dear Wife by Kimberly Bell, published by HQ Fiction in 2019. Today's book is about a woman on the run, a missing woman, and abusive husbands. Beth, not her real name, is speeding out of a small town called Pine Bluff with cash strapped to her waist and four burner phones. She's planned for years to escape her abusive husband, and now she's finally done it. But she knows she's not safe from him yet, and that the most dangerous time is when a wife leaves their husband. On the other side of town in Pine Bluff, Jeffrey returns home from a business trip. His wife Sabine sends him a message saying she's working late, and he falls asleep on the couch. When he wakes up, she's not there. She hasn't come home and he begins to worry. He calls her twin sister, who hates him. And eventually, the police are called in. Sabine is missing. Beth darts across the country, trying to leave a confusing trail for her husband, and ends up in Atlanta in a rooming house. And after one of the other tenants helps her get a fake ID, she finds a job in a church. And yet Beth can't relax. She's sure he will turn up at any moment. A detective starts investigating Sabine's disappearance and looks squarely at Jeffrey, the husband. And stories of their broken marriage and Jeffrey's violence towards Sabine are revealed. Who is Beth? And where is Sabine? And how will Beth continue to evade her husband? Dear Wife is a thriller about abused women and the men who torment them. It's about strength and ingenuity as Beth leaves everything behind, risking her life at a chance to get away from him. It's about lies and facades. The men are pillars of the community with good jobs. On the outside, they're kind and caring to their wider family and community, yet at home, they terrorize the person they're supposed to love the most. Beth is brave and resourceful, yet grieving the marriage she thought she had and the man she once loved. Alone, without ID and limited money, she treads a precarious line, living on the edges of society in a world she's never ventured into before. A world just as dangerous as her old home. Jeffrey, Sabine's husband, is weak and pathetic. His life is turned upside down when the investigation reveals that Sabine was having an affair. His marriage was a sham, and he's the one who didn't have a clue. As well as being full of rich and compelling characters, Dear Wife is also an engrossing and addictive thriller told from the perspectives of Beth, Jeffrey, and the detective. As it draws closer to the end, the reader's loyalties are tested by one twist after another. Who's telling the truth, and who is not what they seem? So if you like resourceful women, cat and mouse games, twists, lies, and burner phones, you might like Dear Wife by Kimberly Bell. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.